It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado unemployment claims appear to have slowed after the beginning of the pandemic. Last week, more than 38,000 Coloradans filed for unemployment, but that is down more than 43% from the previous week. It's the second week in a row that the number of claims has fallen. Around 6.5% of all eligible Coloradans are now collecting unemployment benefits. The number of businesses seeking to operate in Colorado is dropping as the pandemic slams the state's economy. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
New business filings for the state declined 5.6% during the first quarter, according to researchers at CU Boulder. On top of that, applications for trademarks dropped more than 15%. According to the report, the declines point to a bleak employment picture for many months to come. Colorado's jobless rate exceeded the national average last month. The state's reliance on tourism and the energy sector is fueling unemployment. In fact, new business filings started to slow in February, prior to any COVID-19-related lockdown due to turmoil in oil prices. The slide accelerated dramatically in March when social distancing took effect. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
21,000 fewer Colorado children were enrolled in health insurance programs last year compared to the previous year. Erica Monowattle is with the Colorado Children's Campaign. She says that's after years of progress.
Between 2008 and 2015, we saw our state go from about 14% of kids who were uninsured down to about 4.5%. That was a fall of over two-thirds.
The annual Kids Count report looks at children enrolled in Medicaid or the state's low-cost health insurance program. Researchers don't know why an increasing share of eligible children are not enrolling. Today's weather is warmer with highs close to 90 around Denver and in Colorado Springs, above 90 in Pueblo, 80s in Grand Junction this afternoon and into the weekend. This is CPR News.